off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
The automatic pilot on our plane took over, and that's what made us go on our side so we could avoid that plane's turbulence. Because if we hadn't done that, show him what he said we would have done.
If we hadn't done that, we would have gone, ooh. I'm sorry. Ooh. What does that mean? You mean we would have gone down? What pilot? What kind of bedside manner is? Ooh. No, not okay.
No one wants to see their pilot making that finger motion on the plane.
No.
Searching for sanity.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. Okay, so technology is something we always seem to bring up and hope for that it catches up to me. And by that, I mean the technology gets so well, gets so great that I don't even really have to learn and get my private pilot certificate. And at this rate, I'm probably, the odds are starting to lean better that way. There's a new company that just came up with something that looks like it might be Greg-proof. Is that right, Dennis? Or what do you think?
It sure looks to remove all the burdens that you've been challenged with.
Yeah.
Skytron has kind of come out of nowhere. It's a new aircraft startup founded by a former Amazon employee. And basically what they want to do is revolutionize the airplane.
All right.
Cirrus has done a really good job of, you know, making it easier, but it's still, you're flying an airplane, still got a rudder, elevator, throttle, trim, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are taking this to the next level, full digital flight control. So when you move your stick, it's not moving an elevator cable or a push rod. It's literally moving a servo on an aileron that's moving the wing, basically like an Airbus. You've got redundant flight controls, all that kind of stuff. And the airplane is, on paper, it looks pretty impressive. They're talking, you know, four full adults, twin engine Rotax powered. So you've got inexpensive engines on the back of there, 200 knot target speed and 1,000 mile range.
Nice.
This is a goer. You can definitely get somewhere with this thing.
Right.
But when you look at it in the cockpit, it's just uber more. It almost looks more like a spaceship. It's two, you know, large digital touch screens with a single side stick in the middle so that, you know, you want to go up, you pull back. You want to go down, you go forward, left or right. That's it. You don't have to worry about putting in your rudder and slipping and adding flaps.
It does all that automatically?
Largely autonomous. You put in your mission, tell it where you want to go, what you're doing, and it takes care of the details.
Hmm.
So it's going to be very interesting. They're claiming it's going to have full fly-by-wire with envelope protection, so it'll protect you from stalls, spins, overspeed, excessive bank angle. All the problems that we were just discussing with spatial disorientation, this takes it all out of the, you know, you don't have to think about it as much. You got these big screens in front of you, synthetic vision and FLIR and,
yeah,
you know, the envelope protection, it'll keep you from getting into that graveyard spiral in the first place.
Like the sound of that. So where are they making these things or designing them? Do we know?
Right now, they're just working on it. There's not a lot of details on the company. Even their website's pretty Spartan. But
yeah.
If you're looking for a job and you want to join their team, you know, they're looking for personal aviation. They're like pioneers and innovators who will think that flight should inspire instead of intimidate.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Test pilots that are willing to lean on this technology.
I think that's probably going to be the biggest challenge, you know, it's for existing pilots that have been doing it this way for so long to just suddenly get in and, okay, I'm going to haul back on the stick. But they're not the only ones that have been doing this. And we talked about Skyrise. They're making a lot of waves within the helicopter community,
right,
because they're doing kind of something similar with helicopters,
mm-hmm,
and getting rid of, you know, anti-torque pedals and collectives by just having a single stick in the middle,
yeah,
and letting the computer sort it out. So, yeah, I think we're almost at that point where a combination of these things are coming together. The computer technology, the synthetic vision, the AI, if you want to call it,
right,
is getting to the point where, yeah, these things are going to fly themselves and Greg won't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, I've been, you know, the waiting. not by choice.
You want to get this done, you know.
Yes, I do. I do. But, you know, that helicopter technology, I mean, that is remarkable. I mean, because basically you know, that this software base or the company that was working on it that I saw online, the video. I mean, really, it made a helicopter just operate like a joystick on a game console.
Yeah, made it as easy as flying a drone.
Yeah, and you hear, you know, helicopter pilots talk about the trickiest part is just being able to hover.
Yeah, it's like balancing on a beach ball while rubbing your stomach and patting your head at the same time.
And they take that off the table because the computer does everything for you. Now, how do you feel about leaving that to the computer to do is another selling thing that you're going to have to do to these pilots, just like you were talking about with CFIs and private pilots used to the old school way of flying an airplane. You throw this at them, they're going to go, I don't think so. You know,
but the current generation is far more open to this. How many people are buying Teslas today and hitting that full self-drive button and just sitting back and the car's driving you, making lane changes and all that kind of stuff?
True that.
It's really, we're starting to become more and more accepting of automation within our daily lives in the tasks that we used to do ourselves. I mean, when's the last time you edited a picture? You just go online and tell Grok to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not me. I'm too picky, but yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you wrote a song for your shows? You just went online and told Grok to do it.
No, I still do that,
uh-huh.
But I may cheat every now and then for sure.
Yeah. But you see what I mean? You're becoming much more open to letting technology do the things that we traditionally did the old way, the hard way.
Assist is how I look at it right now. But like you said, the autonomous element is another level. And you're right there. I think, you know, when it comes to Tesla's, you know, the self-driving thing, I mean, that's a little unnerving at first, but once you let the car do it and you see it, you know, do its magic and you just sit there ready and then you kind of get more comfortable. It's like, okay, it really is working. I think I can trust this thing. I mean, there's a little bit of a hesitation, I think, especially for the folks that have been not used to this technology for sure, but it's just, it has to prove itself. And then the numbers come out and they show like, hey, these self-driving cars are having better numbers than people that drive them.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of insurance companies. There's a one called Lemonade that just announced that if you leverage full self-drive, they'll reduce your insurance rate by half.
Right.
Because the car is much less likely to do something dumb and is able to avoid things using all of the cameras and vision and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I own a Tesla. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. Mm-hmm. And when I got my first one, and it wasn't a new one, but I tried full self-drive, and it was okay, but it didn't do things right. It was really, you know, hesitant on lane changes and things like that.
Right.
I wasn't sold. I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas, I decided it was time to trade up. And let me tell you, the hardware change between a 22 and a 26 was night and day. That thing, it's so smooth, so simple, so much better. It doesn't suddenly jerk you off onto a corner because it's trying to follow a turn that doesn't exist. Lots of things like that. I'm impressed. And that's just in four model years with one car. Think about, you know, we've got to take and apply that to aviation and what we can do here. Yeah.
You think the insurance companies would give us a big break on our aviation insurance if we relied on the computer more like that?
Well, that'd be if this thing truly is full self-drive, basically, you know, we're steering it. You're using the yoke to point, but the computer is actually the one making the decisions and preventing you from getting into those stall spins, preventing you from getting into spirals. I bet we would have a very good safety record with that, provided that the hardware is reliable, which I think we're at that point where, yes, I think we can count on it.
Yeah. And the trade-off will be, though, the insurance companies get every piece of data they can possibly squeak out of that piece of software and know what you're doing, where you're going. And so you got that whole issue to deal with.
Well, we got that already. It's called ADSB.
Oh, that's true. They're threatening to charge us for that, you know, use that as a revenue generator as well, like they said they weren't going to. So we just got to keep it in check and see where the technology takes us. On that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Jet. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.